One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Garniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money.
How much you gonna pay?
And his partner, Fela Tappender Stevenson.
From Echo City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft. My name is Rab Florence here in the room with the man himself. His name is...
The Champ.
The Champ
is... Swig a Diet Coke for the working man.
The Champ is back. Gredo is back. And actually, you in London, Gredo?
No, I'm in the house.
No, he's in the house. He's back. And we have, of course, producer John McAnally, the presenter of Falkirk Daft, is here in the room. He has joined us here. How's Falkirk Daft going, John?
Going very well, thanks, Rab. Thanks. We had a big interview the other week here with the manager, John McGowan. Did some good numbers.
No idea who that is. No idea who that is. Is he the manager of Falkirk?
Yes, aye.
You've got managers, not it?
Aye.
What happened? Falkirk not doing it the weekend, then he came back
with
feet.
Got beat. We don't want to talk about that.
Oh, sorry.
But he came on, right, and it was really awkward situation, so he came on and... We're just like, oh, thanks, John. Thanks for giving up your time. Because this man, you know, he's the manager of a very well-established football club. And he came on, he was like, oh, great, give us your time. You know, thank you very much. We're just a couple of daft Falkirk lads. Just sort of like, I hope it's not too daft. Oh, no, John. I said, we'll be fine. Why are you laughing? Totally put on the back foot. He says, no, seriously, why are you laughing? I don't like nonsense. Totally put on the back foot straight off the bat.
Is this the geezer that was at Ref for a wee years?
Aye.
I don't like nonsense.
He looks like an old school teacher.
What's he doing fucking managing Falkirk if he doesn't like nonsense?
No messing with Big John, I tell you.
Did you tell him about your dad knock fuck him?
No, but here's another thing, right? My dad, I don't know how, must be my brother's listening to the podcast. So I get a message from my dad the other night there saying, what's this all about then? Talking about him being hard on this podcast.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, your reputation must precede you, Dad. I don't know where this Grado's pulled this from. And then he said, oh, I saw Grado on Endeavour the other night there. He did very well.
I get that. That's funny, man.
But there you go.
Your dad doesn't stand for any nonsense either, does he? He doesn't stand for nonsense, your dad.
No, he doesn't.
Here, John, see that bit where you said, like, he goes, are we laughing? Is it own Falkirk Daft?
No, it was on this podcast. Oh, no, the McGlynn.
Aye.
Oh, no, that was an outtake, Grado. That was an outtake. We took that out.
You should have kept it.
I know. I tell you what, though, Grado, we've not been on the podcast since your big match up at WrestleZone versus Ronan King. I've seen some clips of this match. By the way, 5 stars, people are saying.
Mate. Were you trying to take a piss at me?
No, I'm being serious. There's everyone on Twitter saying this is 5 stars.
By the way, let me tell you something. It was a great match. And it was probably my I've only had about 6 matches. How many matches have I had this year? I had the Comic Con down in Liverpool. Then I wrestled Jester at the Pavilion. Then I wrestled with Ravy Davey. Then I wrestled in the family show, ICW.
Did you do one in Stirling?
Did I do one? No, that was last year. Remember, that was last year. Yeah. And then I did about 5 or 6 matches. That was probably my second favourite match this year. It was really, mate, it was really, really good. Do you know what it was good? Do you know what was funny about it, right? Listen, my father ended up coming up in the car with me, right? And he's fucking sitting in the motor man, barring everybody. Ah, I've been watching the ass one, a lot of rubbish and all that. And they're not just all riding off your coattails. That shit is burning everybody, right? And I'm like, no, I got that. Here in an arena that's running your coattails and all that shit, right? Any wrestler that I brought up, he's an arena and all, right? And I mean, he's getting nothing about him, and where's he go about him and all that shit, anyway? So see, when I go there, I was like, wow, my dad's in the crowd. I was like, Ken, usually if I go up to these things, I'm like, to the guy, listen, we'll not be doing much tonight, you know that? We'll not be doing much, we'll be keeping it basic. I was like, the wee guy. I goes, mate, we're going to be locking up, man, we've got to do a bit of training. My feather's out there. Straight, man, up your mouth, fucking lock up into the fucking hammer, lock down the room, snap mail, you work up, switch, reverse, roll, fucking me, I was going nuts. Oh, because my dad was in the crowd, fucking loser. And the best it is, man, I came out and he wasn't even looking at me. He was sitting with his walking stick. He was in a daydream. And I tried to get him involved in the spot. I came out of the side and I'm trying to get my dad to kind of use his stick and all that, but he was just kind of walking away from me. And I'm going, Dad, I'll blow the spot, you can. But I'll tell you what, that Ronan King, he's a talented boy. I says, look, because WrestleZone's brilliant, right? It really is. The fans love it and they play along. They know all the storylines and all the rest of it. I says, Ronan, you've got to be a star. You just need to get yourself out of Aberdeen now. Ken, that way. You need to get down to Glasgow. You need to get down to London, out and about, Manchester, Liverpool. And he's only, he just turned 19. But he's a talented son of a gun.
Get yourself seen. Mm-hmm. Get yourself seen.
You look, mate, so we'll look to tell everybody you had COVID last week.
It's not a secret. I saw John put out a tweet saying Rab's under the weather or something. I was like, are you fucking talking as if like I've got cancer or something? You know what I mean?
Sorry, I didn't know if you wanted people knowing you had COVID, Rab's under the weather.
I can imagine you're not liking folk knowing you've got COVID, but Rab.
Why? Because I'm an anti-vaxxer?
Mind that time I was doing with you in London and nobody else was wearing a mask and you had about 14 masks in your face.
Well, it's the first time I've ever caught it. You know what I mean?
Thank God I'm
all vaxxed up, you know what I mean? Because it kicked my ass, man. It fucking flattened me.
I know, man.
I just watched loads of films, though, man. I was watching all sorts of films, man.
That sounds gallus.
Every one of them, bar one, had subtitles as well. It was all foreign films I was watching. I don't know why that happened, but...
Did you... any recommendations?
Do I have any recommendations? No, because it was kind of old films I was watching. I was watching, I really enjoyed that DiCaprio one, The Revenant, the one he fights the bear. You know that one?
Yeah.
I think he's attacked with a bear. That's fucking good.
Have you saw Old Boy? Good. Did you watch that?
I didn't watch Old Boy, but I've seen it. Aye.
What about Battle Royale?
Fuck's sake, man. What's going on here? I've seen that as well.
What about Amelie?
I love Amelie. I'll name my cat after Amelie.
What about the French Argentinian film where the guy breaks his back? He's a paraplegic and he's in his bed.
Or the Diving Bell and the Butterfly or something. No, it's not that great. Something.
That's a good film.
It's sad though, isn't it?
Aye, of course, because he's a paraplegic. So it's right from the get go. It's a bit fucking. You know what I mean? What else did you watch?
What else did I watch? I watched Killer 8. That documentary on Netflix, Killer, what's her name? About the bodybuilder. Fuck, her name's went out of my head.
Nicole Bass?
It's about a bodybuilder that murdered her, that shot her man. A shotgun.
These are all fun things that you've been watching, Raph.
I watched The Hunt, which was good, which was a Mads Mikkelsen film about a teacher who gets, a nursery teacher who gets accused of molesting the wains. He didn't.
What's funny about that, John?
Spoilers. Just
light-hearted viewing from Rab during COVID.
I watched Dunkirk as well. Which is probably Christopher Nolan's best film, I think.
That's nonsense.
The last one I saw, to be fair, was Tenet, which I honestly think is one of the worst films I've ever seen in my life.
You try to say that was better than, say, for example, what's the magician one? The Prestige.
It's better than The Prestige, I think.
Yeah. What about The Jungle? You've been watching The Jungle?
Nah, I've not been watching The Jungle. Are you still not in The Jungle yet? I can't believe it, Grado. When are you going to be in The fucking Jungle?
But Kim, I was nearly in.
What?
No.
Kim, I was nearly in.
What?
The Weakest Link.
Oh, right.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Strictly.
I thought you were going to say The Jungle.
All right.
You were nearly in The Weakest Link. Did you get asked?
I was asked to be in as a standby. in case somebody else pulled out, saw celebrities in it, and I had to be on standby.
Fuck that, man.
I was raging, man. I was like, I was right up for it. You had to be just a goodbye.
And who hosts it now? Is it that Romesh Ranganathan guy?
It's Romesh. He runs it, so I was looking forward to it.
That would have been good. I forgot he was doing it now. So
hunters need to talk to Beat Rab, because I've heard this story. You've not heard this story, but we're going to be talking about botches later on in the list of Wrestling Daft. And Grado went through a ceremony botch at the weekend there at the Scottish Music Awards. Grado, can you talk us through what happened?
Right, so me and Crofty were to go on the stage, right, and present an award at the Scottish Music Awards. And it was for like, the Go Radio Inspirational Award, right, and we were giving it to him for Brutus, Craig Logan.
Right.
So we're backstage and all that, and me and Crofty, we've presented an award before, Ken, that way.
We don't,
because the last time we done it, we're trying to be funny. Ken, the crowd are just looking at you as if you're a pair of tits. Ken, see if you try to be funny. And it's like, folk at award shows, it's going, announce the nominees, award the winner, and get off the stage.
Yeah.
Get off. There's no time.
It's not about you.
Right, so we're backstage and we're going, Kenny, what were we doing on this, right? Come on, we need to get this right. And we'll just go, and if something funny happens, something natural, we'll say it and all the rest of it, right? So Crofty's like, all right, come on, let's get ready to go on, right? So Edith Bowman goes like, and now to present the Go Radio Inspiration of the Year Award, please welcome to the stage, Grado. So I walk on the stage, right? And Crofty's like, for fuck. So we walk on the stage, right? I go to the podium and I went, by the way, this is my pal Crofty. We're in the Go Radio Breakfast Show. Just when you wake up in the morning, just shout, Alexa, launch Go Radio, right? So then Crofty takes the mic and goes, and the nominees for the Go Radio Inspirational Award. And just at that, this woman in like a ball gown came right in between the middle of us, right? Get right in between the middle of us, right? And I'm like, what the hell? And Crofty's like that, right on the mic. Bear in mind, big massive room, Rod Stewart's there, you know, or the Scottish Music Awards guys, right? Big massive room, couple of thousand folk there, maybe about 1,500, right? So in the nominations are, this woman just kiss in the middle, Crofty goes, oh, hi. The woman was going, hi. And he went, who are you? She went, he's going, and who are you? And Crofty's going, we're here to present the Go, this is in front of your life, folks. Crofty's like, hey, we're here to present the Go Radio Inspiration Award. And she went, no, I have to give you the award. She goes, no, I have to do it. And Crofty's gone, no, we have to do it. And while this is happening, they just start, whoever's in charge of the video obviously just went, play the nominee.
Played it, right? Oh my God.
So I'm like, Crofty, let's get the fuck. He's going, no, we need to get an award. And by this point, she's gone, like, and the mic, she's going, no, I have to hand out the award. It's my manager, Craig Logan Fibros. It's my manager. And I'm like, what's going on here? Edith Bowman's at the side of the stage going, right, get off or not. I walks off and I went, did I do it and ring there? Was it me? She went, no. She says, but do you know who that is? And I'm like, no. She's like, it's Imelda May. A pop star, Imelda May.
I was like, right.
No idea who it was. But Crofty's come off, he's gone, shambles! That's a shambles! Shambles! Mate, Cat Harvey texts me with about 17,000 smiling emojis going, that is the funniest thing I've ever saw. I mean, it was so awkward and brutal. Hi, who are you?
Unbelievable.
We're a big moment, man. Everybody's like, he's handled it well, boys, he's handled it well.
Did you handle it well?
Mate, I just burst out laughing on the stage. I was like, and then I went, there was one point in all right where she's standing between us, right? Crofty's going, no, we have to do that. And I was going, just let her talk.
For a video where people that have got our Patreon, send it to Patreon, I'll put up the picture of Grado right now because it is absolutely fucking brilliant.
Wait, he says before you rap.
I'll send it to Rab in the group chat just now so Rab can see this.
Hey, any good publicity, but I came off it with a buzz. Obviously, it was a bit like, do you know what I mean? Like, it was a bit like, could it be seen? It was embarrassing. I don't know, man. It was just a bit of fun. It's just a bit of, I like botches. You see the pictures?
I see it. Face.
Zoom on. And then there's another one coming, Rab. There's another one coming. Here we go.
Oh my God.
Oh, Jesus.
That's funny, isn't it?
That's not good. That's not good. Listen, Edith Bowman's get a bit of previous, by the way, for doing that kind of thing.
Well, I don't know
at if the it BAFTAs, was at the BAFTAs when me and Ian Connell back in the day were presenting awards, she announced me and Ian Connell as a Robert Connell and Ian Florence. So she's got a bit of previous there. We had to come on and go, by the way, our names are actually, you know what I mean? So, who is in the rank? Because I kind of feel like her saying that, only introducing you and no Crofty, I think that immediately makes the situation difficult for you guys. It puts you on the back foot a wee bit. So I think Edith Bowman's got to carry the... She botched, I think.
Well, mate, she does these things. That's her... I mean, if it's no her, it's Des Clark, innit?
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? But anyway, big fan of her work.
Anyway, aye. Aye. Good at their jobs, though. Fucking try to remember all us fucking nobody's names.
Oh, that's Strubs. When she's doing
for BBC, me.
When she's doing BBC dealing with like fucking
real
Mick
stars.
Hucknall and all that. Mick Hucknall.
Real stars. Mick Hucknall, JK out of Jamiroquai and all that, you know what I mean? Real stars.
Right. Us jabronis.
Okay, let's see what the punters have been saying. We've been asking for your promos. We've got another one in here for a man calling himself the steam train. Let's hear it.
I would like to introduce myself. I am the steam train, Davey Butler. And I'm here to take you on a ride, a rickety, rockety ride with a little story. I'd like to take it back to 1990s when a good friend of mine, Coolio, he came to me and he said, steam train, I want to write a song about you. I want to write a song about your struggles, your hardships, and your life. And I said to him, Coolio, you're a good friend of mine. Of course you can. Of course you can write a song about me. And off he went. He came back and he played it to me. And the opening lyrics of that song were, as I walk through the valley of a shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Now, that song hit me deep. As I was in a hole, I was in a dump, I was in a crack den. And Coolio perfectly illustrated how my life was going, how my life was. And I said to him, Coolio, as you go away from here, don't envision me in your dreams. But keep me in your prayers, because I need you, Coolio. I need you to get me out of this hole. I need you to beautifully illustrate my life again. But once I become a success, once I become an enigma. And off he went. He promised me he would do that. And after that, that song became big, became a hit. Coolio started becoming famous. He was making money. He was bagging bitches. And I was doing absolutely fucking none of that. I was still in that hole. I was still in that crack den. He left me in the dirt. And I never heard from my man Coolio again. Now I'm here in insane championship wrestling to drag you people out of a hole, to drag you people out of the dirt. Just like Coolio didn't do for me. I'm here to be your savior and drag you from the depths of hell to heaven itself. Because I know you've been treated similar to me. I know that you had an idol. You had a friend that you thought you could trust. Who you thought was a pure soul but betrayed you. I know who you know who that is. Grado. He used you people, he got a bit of notoriety, he got a bit of fame and he ran with it. He became a star in America, he became a star in the BBC, and he left you people in the dirt. Now I know he's returned, he's got stuff handed to him. I know a lot of you people don't respect that. I know a lot of the boys in the back don't like it. Because he's just using you again for another paycheck. The man has a face for radio. And that's where he fucking belongs. He doesn't belong with you people. You people deserve a savior. You people deserve me, the steam train. So I'm here calling you out, Grado, and I know you're not here. I know you don't care. So I want you to address me next week. I want you to address these people and apologize. Because the steam train has left the station, and if you don't watch, you'll be getting hit by a runaway train.
I tell you, that was entertaining as fuck.
That was fucking good, by the way.
That was really good.
That was like, I swear to God, here,
that was talent. That was talent.
That was better than any of Bray Wyatt's promos coming back.
I want to know who that was. Who was that?
I don't know. It just came in mysteriously to the rest.
And the boys in the back.
Yeah. So yeah, no that video,
me, man.
But your steam train is coming for you, Grado.
That's funny.
See if an ICW
man.
Show opened up with that guy out there cutting that promo. I fucking love that, man.
Mate, that's straight up Dallas Street and all that. That was funny as hell.
Great stuff. Right, okay. So here we go. In reference to a video, we've seen a Billy Corgan eating crisps and while on
the
drum solo. I didn't see this. Karate Warrior 2 asks what the Grado equivalent would be. Would you eat a kebab in the ring, Grado? What would you eat in the ring?
Oh mate, what am I talking about? I wrestled for Ravy Davies coming last week. I was eating my way out. Was it on the way out or the way back? Because they were all eating chips in the front row. I was taking chips out of them. Wait till you see this.
Brad, would you like to see Billy Corgan eating crisps on stage while doing a drum solo?
Yeah, hold on. I'm trying to load it up here on Twitter.
Okay, I've got it for you here, brother.
You got it.
Got it here.
There's something quite therapeutic about watching it. But it's the way he goes out with his fingers at the end, last watch.
I just
during a drum solo.
Fucking good on him, man.
He just bored as fuck during a drum solo, so just decides to.
It totally reminds me. Remember the clip of him on the rides?
Disney World. Oh my god. You hear that as well.
So Rick Wakeman, right, was a musician who played with a band called Yes back in the day, right? Yes were like a prog rock band and they used to do big, long, like 15-minute long songs and all that, right? But Rick Wakeman says, I saw him getting interviewed once and he said he was on stage one time and he was behind his keyboards and then there was like a big kind of extended kind of solo bit and stuff and he turned around to one of the guitar tech guys and he says, fucking starving, man, I wish I could have a curry the now, right? But they were just round the corner for like a curry place, so they actually sent out and they brought him in a curry. That he sat on his keyboard and he just ate a curry during while the guys were doing a guitar solo. And then beyond that point, at every single show, he would have a curry during one of the big shows. Just sat behind his keyboard like that, quite like his curry. About 15 minutes, finishing his stuff, he's fucking naan bread and all that. Brilliant. Kev says, Grado, no being part of an NXT. If they're taking off his scans at the doctors, maybe he could be part of NXT Europe next year as a leader of a faction called the Scudline. He also says he got in for what they put a tello and there was a little pointy toed wooden clog shown in Bargain Hunt. And all he could think of was that it looked like a male dolphin's organ. Thanks a lot. A lot of people, including Andy, flagging up a clip as it appeared a certain wrestler maybe on The Masked Singer.
Have you guys seen this yet?
No.
Nice, mate. Right, you'll get it right away.
Right, okay. Let's see if Rab... I think it's quite obvious who the certain wrestler that could be on The Masked Singer is, but let's...
All right, okay.
Try and guess before you even hear it who you think it would
be. That's a good point, aye.
Somebody's in The Masked Singer, who do you think it would be?
A wrestler?
Aye.
The Miz.
Right, okay. Don't you dare look
back. Keep your eyes on me. Wait, is that a guy? I said you're holding back.
She says, shut up and dance. Jericho.
Yeah.
We were victims of the night. A physical, chemical, on the side.
That's Jericho, isn't it?
100%. 100%.
Why would Jericho be dressed as a pink dragon? And why? Did not the Masked Singer pretend, put on a voice?
But he does kind of put on a wee bit of a voice, John, the full club. I think he does put on a wee voice.
Wee English accent?
I feel something against the Masked Singer anyway. I don't like it.
But it's definitely, that's definitely Chris Jericho.
Yeah,
wrestler Chris Jericho. Scotty has flagged up this picture of Zac Efron as Kevin Von Erich. You seen him? He looks great, doesn't he?
Looks good, doesn't he, man?
He looks fucking brilliant.
He looks minty, doesn't he, man?
How big is Zac Efron got? Jesus.
I thought there was stories kind of about when you do radio and all that, John. It was always Zac Efron's got a dad bod and all that now.
Well, he didn't have a dad bod. Basically, he says, I'm stopping all this, like, no eating and all that, and getting super lean. And he had a wee bit merrier body on him. But now, look what he's done here, man. Beefed up. He looks fucking great, man. He looks apart, doesn't he?
When, you know what I mean? You can't... he's on the gas. Isn't he?
Well, he's got to be, right?
He's on the gas.
He's got to be on the gas.
Come on, they're not going to be fucking taking his blood on the set of that, are they?
He's on the gas, man.
He's on the creatine. He's on the protein, on the creatine.
On the Von Erichs, did you ever hear this rumour? This went around mass school when...
Human growth hormone.
Aye.
When the Texas tornado, obviously, tragically, took his own life, I heard, and this was maybe just an urban myth, that he did a Texas tornado clothesline off the cliff.
What the fuck?
What are you fucking talking about?
John.
Is that just an urban myth thing?
What do you think, John? What do you think?
This is a guy that, when we were doing Football Daft, we never had a guest one week and he wanted to do a tribute show to Roy Moore. This is the kind of stuff that goes through John's head.
This is what I'd heard, and it was a rumour that went around the school that...
What cliff are you talking about, first of all?
What?
What cliff are you talking about?
I don't know what cliff, but Kerry Von Erich.
Texas, you say, did he do a Texas tornado punch off a cliff?
Aye.
No, because he shot himself.
All right, okay, that was obviously made up. But that was the rumour that was going around school.
Well, listen, if you want to get in touch with us about any of that or just random wrestling-related stuff, get us on Twitter at Wrestling Daft, on Insta at Wrestling Daft Podcast, just Wrestling Daft on Facebook. Our email is at wrestlingdaft@gmail.com.
Let's give thanks to one of our sponsors, Harry's. Harry's is more than a razor company. They're here to revamp your whole routine. For close shaves and flake-free hair all the way to clear, healthy skin, Harry's helps guys feel good. And we're happy. We're happy that we're giving you the chance to try out their skincare range with a freebie and a trial set. Now, what's in the trial set? An engineered, expertly engineered weighted handle, a 5-blade cartridge, crafted by artisans in their German factory, complete with a precision trimmer. They've got that foaming shave gel with effective lubrication and the travel blade clover. Now let me tell you about the hydrating lotions. It brightens up tired looking skin and it sinks in quickly. No greasy residue. Best of all, with continued use, it helps maintain your skin with moisture and it leaves you looking clear, healthy and restored. And you can get this with a trial set. The shave itself is beautiful. I find it very, very relaxing anytime I need to go into the shower and shave myself. Harry's is an experience like no other. No snatches, no blood, no rough corners. Everything is just smooth to the bristle. Hydrating lotion as well. It certainly brightens up my skin. It leaves it feeling good and healthy. So make sure you get yourself supporting Wrestling Daft and start your own skincare journey. And get yourself a free Harry's trial set. All you do is go to harrys.com/wrestlingdaft and all you cover is the $3.95 that is for delivery. Head to harrys.com/wrestlingdaft.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Every week we like to sort out the dry roasted nuts for the salted nuts as we bury and put our stuff for the wrestling. Let's talk about our choices. I'll tell you, guys, I'm going to give you three guesses about what I'm burying.
Bray fucking Wyatt.
It is rotten. It's fucking rotten. That Uncle Howdy mask is fucking rotten. I'm coming out and cutting the same promo every fucking week is fucking rotten. I'm coming out and no anybody else being involved in the angle but just himself and a fucking party mask on the screen is fucking rotten. All the punters out there all going, talking about all the lore and what does this mean and what does that mean, Nora, is fucking rotten. This is a fucking blight upon professional wrestling. Dusty Rhodes would be fucking bailing at this. What are you selling? What is he selling a fucking ticket for? What are we looking forward to watching for this guy?
I don't know, but I saw the promo with him backstage with the guy in the headphones, and he was going, you know, I like to don't show my emotions. How's it where you show your emotions all the time, you know?
Like, if it goes somewhere, we just don't know where it's going. If it goes somewhere decent, you'll be happy with it. But I just don't know where it's going.
Where is it going? Where could it go?
I don't know.
It's a fucking disaster.
Is it very easy now for somebody in wrestling today, the whole, I want you. Is it very easy to do that and then for wrestling fans to go, he's a creative genius, man?
Well, I just kind of feel I'm quite surprised, actually, that this is worse than The Fiend. Like, he's came back with a gimmick that is now worse than The Fiend because he's came back with a gimmick where I like his new music. I even like The Door and all that. I just kind of feel just please, 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 please just fucking shut up and wrestle. Please just fucking wrestle. Even it would be better if Bray Wyatt was coming out and just squashing somebody, squashing some fucking name every week than coming out and being all that fucking, you know, I miss you and I want to support you all and thank you for being with me and then blip, blip.
Keep him up.
Who fucking cares, man? Who cares? Yeah. It's embarrassing to watch. And that, the event, the Saudi event, which was good, that event, and that sat there in the middle of that show like a big fucking, like, why was that even there? Nothing happened, nothing progressed, nothing changed, nothing moved forward. I just don't get it. I don't get it. It pisses me off. Because again, I'll say again, I like Bray Wyatt. I do actually think he is talented. I do think he, but there is no creative help for this guy. This guy is getting no creative help. Even somebody to go, mate, that fucking mask is rotten. That fucking Uncle Howdy thing is fucking rotten looking. Nobody to just kind of, no quality control. Nobody to go, this isn't good. I wish somebody would say to him, mate, you're good. You don't have to have a fucking mad mask or a fucking Oris fucking bells and whistles. You are good. You're fucking good at this.
Do you think, though, he's been given carte blanche when he's come back? Part of the deal has been, I get complete control. Do you think that's part of the deal since he's come back?
I don't know. I will put out the Roman Reigns and Logan Paul match.
So did he hurt himself, Logan Paul?
Aye, he hurt. I think it's when he's done the leap from the top turnbuckle onto the announce table. The way I saw when he landed, it looked sair the way he landed.
But listen, that guy, fair play to him, John. No, I mean he put everything into that match. That match felt big time. It was like genuinely WrestleMania main event level. That match.
It genuinely was.
It was a brilliant match. The build up was great. The press conferences were great. Roman Reigns was absolutely superb in that match. All his stuff at the start of the match, all he's like kind of dismissing Logan Paul, and then all he's kind of waking up to being like, hold on a minute here and all that. It's fucking great entertainment, man. It was great.
It was a good pay-per-view. I watched it.
Very strong.
It was a really good pay-per-view.
Very strong pay-per-view. What's Gredo laughing at? What are you laughing at, Gredo?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm laughing at something.
What? What are you laughing at?
Sometimes I just have to stop and think, that's mad the way we're doing here, isn't it? Just, it was great. It was a very strong pay-per-view.
It was though, wasn't it?
It was a very, and he was just great. Roman Reigns was great. Couple of grown men, man, sitting on my computer.
I know.
Pure gun. It was a strong pay-per-view.
I'm sitting here fucking freezing because I've not put the heating on, going like that. Roman Reigns is great. Fair play to him. Well done, Roman.
That boy's done well. That was a WrestleMania. A match. We're all sitting there pure, in my 30s, pure going, Dan, oh man.
In my 30s. In a fucking
30s. Sorry.
Fucking 45 years old, mate. 42. Fucking fuck. Sitting here talking about this. Talking about That's fucking us. Wrestling at 45, man. Nearly fucking 50. Shut the fuck up, man.
We'll lose it.
Bray Wyatt's probably going like, who is this fucking old cunt fucking telling me about my fucking bits on my working? You did that. He's probably thinking, yourself, you've wrote about fucking 5,000 sketches in your life, and only about fucking 10 of them have been funny. So what the fuck are you doing? I would love to see Bray Wyatt sit and watch every fucking episode of Burniston and fucking analyse it all and go, what were you fucking doing there in that fucking sketch that was rotten? That looks crap. You're about fucking 40 stone in that fucking. You look as if you're going to drop DD a fucking heart attack in that. It's fucking rotten. That's rotten. You're fucking baldy.
What's with the pallets thing, Rab? What's with the pallets thing?
I would love to see. I would love that. I would love to see fucking Bray Wyatt doing that. Shut up, Sydney. I know. You're right, Gredo.
It's funny, isn't it?
GGH1992 wants to put you Nikki Binning the 24/7 title. Did you see this? Did you see that bit?
Did you see that?
Aye. And missing the Binning or it. It was fucking rare, that, by the way. So I'm not going to, you know, GGH wants to bury the fact she missed the bin for about 2 yards out, but I liked it. Beppe wants to bury Malachi Black's shite goth partner.
Is he back?
Yes, he is.
Where is he?
In back AEW.
Oh, I thought he was leaving AEW. No,
back.
Right, Gredo.
What?
AEW are coming to the UK next year.
I saw that.
Right. Are you booked?
I'm a Nick, but I can't get into details, but AEW helped me this week. Well, they're trying to help me with something. I had a wee bit of an issue on social media, and they've managed to help me a wee bit, so folk will be going, I tell us me, but that's no biggie, but I had some trouble with my social media, and AEW office have helped me.
Gredo, why would the AEW office be helping you with your tech problems? Come on, give's the scoop. This is the fucking wrestling show.
No.
Don't be saving the scoop for fucking a pint and fucking 2 shots, mate.
No, when he said, no, if I get it sorted, I'll tell you next week, right? I need to get it sorted first and I'll tell you next week, right?
Okay.
Tell you next week.
But so, you heard it here first, Kenny Omega versus Gredo at a Hydro. You heard it here first.
Would you ain't have it?
Laugh.
No. Would you ain't have it, Craven Cottage?
Aye.
Do you think so, John?
I think so. I think.
Yeah.
Aye, they'll sell it out. They'll sell it out.
Mm.
They'll,
that's interesting, man. Well,
Tony Khan owns.
I think they'll have it at Silverburn.
Hey, I saw Joey Essex at Silverburn once. I went for a meet and greet and got my picture with
you him. You went for a meet and greet with Joey Essex?
It was a low point in my life.
Andy wants to put her Logan Paul. The guy's gore it, he says.
He's got it.
Injured himself now. Also wants to put her the tribal chief, the head of the table, Roman Reigns, 800 days as champion. Mark wants to put her Gredo's pals all working on Dynamite.
I was good to see Colt back, wasn't it?
I know, man. I woke up at 4:30 for my work and saw that he was like, I texted him right away going, holy shit, man, get in there. That's
a big...
Isn't it?
Drop her 2 fingers up to punk that, isn't it?
Isn't it, man? Because, let's be honest, you know... Everybody knows now, didn't they, with the press conference and him trying to bury Cabana in his bank with his mono, that carry on. But there you go, good to see Cabana back. And it was Interesting to see a lot of the boys tweeting about it, how happy they were for Gabbana. So,
well,
who else was on it? Well, my pals.
Well, Matt Hardy, obviously.
Oh, he's on all the time.
Coach Tripp.
Oh, speaking of Coach Tripp, I need to text Adam.
Why?
Because Adam used to always tell me that he's Fader's pal, worked at Glasgow Airport, and his name was Buster, and I couldn't get out of this. I thought that's the best name ever. So when River City asked me, what do you want to be called? I went, I want to be called Buster, because I thought it was just the best name ever. And I was away down to London on Wednesday, right? And I went to Glasgow Airport, and this guy went, you can Adam Shame, didn't you? And I went, aye. He went, aye, I'm blah, 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 I'm Pally with his Fader, whatever. And I went, you're no Buster, are you? And he rolled up his sleeve, and he had a Buster tattoo.
No
and
way.
I was like, you're the original Buster. He was like, hey, tell me. I tell me. And then I was going through security, and I saw him again, and he was telling everybody, he was going, he's basically calling me a hack. You know what I mean? He's going, there's a guy that bumped me. He stole me, impersonates me. I was thinking, well, I wasn't impersonating you. I just loved your nickname. You know what I mean? But it was good to see the original Buster.
There you are. Mick Bash wants to bury UK Rampage 93. Worst show I've ever seen.
That's brilliant.
Topical. Ryan wants to put over the top heel work shooting on fans by Rhea Ripley. Listen, by the way.
Did you see this? Did you see that?
After she untied an audience member's shoelaces while on the ground on the outside. Did you see a Gredo?
No.
Fucking
Rhea. She was rolling about on the ground on the outside, right? And she untied a guy's laces.
Brilliant. Let me show Gredo this because you'll fucking love it. It is brilliant.
Rhea Ripley is really amazing, isn't she? Proper reaches in as well.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant.
She's great, isn't she, man?
Whereabouts is that?
I don't know if it's a house show. I think it looks like a house show, actually.
Yeah, it is with the gatherings.
Yeah.
She's brilliant, by the way. She's brilliant in that Judgment Day. She's brilliant with Dominic. She's making Dominic look $1 million. She's, I think she's just fucking cracking, man. And what age is she? She's like, just young, isn't she?
Aye.
You know, something like 25, 24, 25 or something.
All that stuff whispering in Dominic's ear and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, man, she's so good. And she's brilliant in the ring as well, you know what I mean? Right. So it's just like, she's got a lot.
She's Australian, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yes. Sean wants to put her Logan Paul. Boy is talented as fuck in the ring. Wants to bury the lack of Kevin Owens again this week. Scott wants to put on Nick Aldis getting the fuck out of NWA. The place has been a shit show post-pandemic and he's finally getting out, dying for Rab's take on this. I want to co-sign that. I want to see Nick Aldis in the fucking WWE. That's enough now. That's enough of this fucking nonsense. You've got this guy who's a good promo, who dresses well, who wrestles well. Get him in the fucking WWE.
Right, there was one guy holding him back for working in WWE, and he's known it very much anymore, so.
Ooh, who could that be, I wonder?
You can maybe work out yourselves.
He should be over there. Get him over there. Get him and Mickey over there into WWE, and you've got a hot ticket there. So Brian wants to put over the latest AEW show. Great action segments throughout. Wants to put over the Nikki belt botch, missing the massive bin, cracks Bailey, and one of the other dolls walks into a wall, botchamania gold. That's not botch. That's not fucking botches, man. People are botch obsessed, and wants to bury the shit show that Twitter is becoming. Stevie wants to put over Sami Zayn. Wants to bury Elon Musk. Elon Musk is getting picked. What's going on here? Everybody's.
Wait, I take it you don't like Elon Musk then, Rob?
I mean, I don't. I'm no spending any energy on it. I don't think. I think everybody's.
Everybody's going to ask for him.
Twitter's a fucking shithole anyway. Right. So it's not like he's came in and he spoiled some fantastic thing. It's a negative force, Twitter. So I don't get it. Obviously, he's a fucking asshole.
I can't believe some folk had the boys to pure bam him up and change their name to Elon Musk and all that, and they're all just getting banned. Dad, fuck that.
I mean, I will only use Twitter now to promote stuff. I'm no like chatting to anybody or running around like that. I'm done. But I need to go on it to say a show's coming on or whatever. By the way, congratulations, Gredo. Two Doors Down is back.
Oh, aye. And congratulations to Scots is back next Wednesday the 16th.
Yes, and how's it been going for you? The Two Doors Down series being back, you get any feedback or anything for anybody?
Everything's good feedback so far. I've not managed to catch any of the episodes yet because I was away, but it seems to be good. So fingers crossed, Two Doors Down does well. and fingers crossed, Scots does well.
Agreed. BLP wants to put her Grado's five-star classic versus Ronan King for WrestleZone.
Thanks.
Halloween hijinks last weekend. Wants to bury Hit Row. Doesn't like Hit Row. Gavin would like to put her Grado for sounding pure Ayrshire last week when he was ill. Must be some sort of regression back to a childlike state when he was under the weather, but it was lovely to hear his roots coming through. It could also be because he couldn't be arsed.
Actually, I had two pints. I had two glasses of wine. I think I was a bit off cut on that episode. Do you know that?
That's a surprise, isn't it? That's not like you.
You just made the list!
Heels, the list of wrestling daft. And this week we put the best AEW themes against best botches, and AEW themes beaten again. 81% of our patrons voted for botches. You love a botch, don't you, Grado? You botchamania and all that.
No, I don't.
AEW botches, the Twitter account. You love all that, carry on.
There?
Do you know?
I'm trying to think where I've said it. I'm trying to contradict myself. I get a right laugh sometimes when I see him going tits up, but nothing to the point where you're laughing at folk when they could get injured, because I don't like seeing that. Or when people do something so outrageously dangerous, it pees me off.
Absolutely. You know, here's the way I would put it, right, to some of these people here who, obviously, as people voted to hear about the best botches, right? But I've been in the ring, right? I've been in the ring. And see when you've actually done it. You're listening to a podcast here with three men, right, who have all spent time in the squared circle, right? Grado's obviously had more matches than myself and John, but we've all done it. We've all served time in the squared circle. And let me tell you something. See, when you step through the ropes, it's like entering another dimension. It doesn't matter how many plans you've made or how much you've visualised it or how many predictions you've made about how this event is going to go. Once you step through these ropes, you are in a world of men and women, strong men and strong women. And this goes way back in time to the wrestlers of old Sammartino.
George Hackenschmidt.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think Sammartino ever did a botch? Do you think he ever went backstage? Maybe he slipped on a wee bit of sweat or something and twisted his ankle and went over a wee bit. Do you think he went in the back and people laughed and went, "Oh, you botched the night, Bruno." I don't think so. And let me tell you why. Because that was a time of respect. That was post-war. People had been through World War II. Now, I need you to understand something. As you're sitting listening to this, whether you're in your motor or you're in your house or you're doing your dishes or whatever Chinese. You're doing, pulling your wee plonker while you're listening to this, right? You have never had to kill a guy. You've never had to step over out of a trench and run into Nazi gunfire. No, there was no Nazis in World War I in the trenches, but there was Germans.
Was Sammartino in the war?
No, and what the point I'm making is, Grado, you've never fought in a war. You've never had to earn the next breath that you take. See, when John went into the ring against the Lord Provost, right? He was like the men in the trenches. He was like the men in World War II. Dunkirk, the heroes of Dunkirk, when he put on that big fat sumo suit to wrestle the Lord Provost, right, and possibly snap the Lord Provost's neck, he was falling in the footsteps of, I'm going to say it, he was falling in the footsteps of such notaries as the Rock Don Miracle. What have you ever done in your life? You can laugh at Dino Bravo and his connections to crime. You can say Dino Bravo was connected to criminals. There was some kind of crime connection there, allegedly. I don't know. I'll cover myself by saying allegedly. But John is Dino Bravo. Does. Grado is Van Hammer to us. And I am the Baldies at ECW. So, have a wee bit more respect when you're asking for botches. Grado, what's the worst botch you've ever had?
Rob Van Dam one, but that wasn't you.
That wasn't my fault. That was his fault. That was his botch. I ended up in botching me at once. Somebody chokeslammed me onto somebody else. I think they were meant to move out the road. I've not really had a lot, but I
remember you, when you're talking about you and Abyss's match in Monsters Ball, and I hadn't seen it, and when I watched it, I was expecting to see loads of botches in that, but there wasn't.
There was a botch near the end of that.
It was a wee bit loosey-goosey, but I'm forgetting there was...
Although I did used to do this spot years ago where I would do, the old school Ken Undertaker gimmick, and I'd tie the guy up and walk along the rope, but crotch myself my boys, but then I would pay it off, aim a comeback, and then pay it off by hitting it. You know, I'd walk along and do the old school.
And do it, yeah.
So I done it, missed it, I went up to do it again to finally hit it, and I fell again. No, I was the mate for a second time. I was fucking raging. I was like, roll me up.
All right, let's see what the punters are saying. I'm trying to think if there's any major botches that I've seen in the wrestling that I want to call out. It's the ultimate botch is fucking Vince running into the ring. I don't care what anybody says, that's the fucking ultimate botch. Vince running into the ring and Danny's fucking quads. There's no botch. There's no botch that will ever beat that. Yeah, the boss in a whole fucking world of wrestling sitting there on his ass shouting at them, and they're all having to fucking know Bret character on that. Beautiful, man.
Because he wasn't even meant to go there anyway, but he was going to take off his nut because of how shite the ending was, wasn't it?
Aye, he was going to rescue
just,
it.
Everything was just fucking, you know, like, what's he doing coming out here? Then it was like, why is he on the flare?
Why is he sitting shouting up at us?
What's going on?
Bronze Chalice.
Bronze
Chalice says it's going to be Matt Hardy falling over the top rope while Danny's entrance pose makes me laugh every time.
That was funny.
Jason says Shockmaster's grand appearance. Oh yes, we love that, obviously. Follow Jasper says Matt Sydal making his debut in AEW and immediately falling off the top rope.
Wow, it was, wasn't it?
Beppe says Punk botching the buckshot twice due to him being knackered and passed it. Couldn't have happened to a bigger wank. It's harsh, isn't it?
That is harsh.
Scott says coach trip 2016 square go. What was that?
I don't know.
I don't know what this is. We're going to have to investigate this.
We need to get Adam on to talk about that. Phil says Ricky Morton gone straight between the middle and the top rope. Simple yet effective. Jamie says Bushwhackers coming back to WWF in 96. Licking kids was out of fashion by then. Stuart says
that Ricky Morton thing, was that not a spot that they used to do? Because I'm sure Cass Hamlin used to do that and all. It's one of the funniest spots ever. You never saw that shot?
You would think that with a body like that, he'd like to have some lumps on it. I heard he had to tie knots in his tights just to make it look like he had knees.
And Mace put over the John Cornette! See what the kid did!
Is that
intentional bump?
You said that quite regular.
You'd make a good career out of that, couldn't you? If that was your hang, you did that, you get booked all over the place.
It definitely wasn't pop. Maybe am I getting? You did do it, aye. Or maybe it was a botch. I don't know. Funny, but anyway, keep going.
So, Stuart says it's going to be big Titus O'Neil decking it under the ring at the Greatest Royal Rumble.
Oh, that is hilarious!
Absolutely howling.
I love that.
And Sean says mentioned it previously, but Scotty Swift versus Crusher Crabbe at WrestleZone attempted a table spot about three times before eventually giving up. It's a nightmare, isn't it? And Crabbe just pinning him after battering him off it three times.
Just pinning him, brilliant. I remember Simon Diamond and Sabu, and who else was it, at that WWE show in Glasgow. It was a pay-per-view, and they tried a table spot. But you can, in Scotland, we've got the right hardy tables with the silver metal in it, and they were honestly killing ourselves trying to break this table. And I remember seeing it live going, that's never breaking. The tables just don't break. And I think they just gave it up.
Beautiful.
So there you have it. Cool, mate. Cool story, bro.
You've got to get on our Patreon, by the way. Listen, Twitter's going to die, so you need to go on our Discord. I was on the Discord the other night having a wee look, seeing what everybody was talking about. They were all talking a lot of shite. But you might go on it. Yeah, chat to the rest of the community. Best way to get involved, sign up to one of your tiers at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. So, and it supports the show. And when we go and do a live show, that's you're going to be the first ones on the door. So
we've been doing this for 3 years. If we're on day one, no, we'll never ever do it. It's pathetic. John, you
waiting for the fucking producer? I'm waiting for the producer to fucking organize
it. I can do it. It's your fucking diaries. The two of you, she try to even record a podcast. It's a fucking nightmare.
I already
try to get a fucking live show in the diary. It'll be a fucking nightmare. Filming this, filming that, doing panto, doing this. I think, right, let's get a date in the diet. And here's what I'm thinking, right? Here's what I'm thinking. We speak to the people at ICW, right? The day before their garage show, which it's Fear and Loathing? Is the not Fear and Loathing. What's Square
I'm
Go?
I'm a pantomime.
Square Go. Square Go. No, we do Square Go, right? Square Go. And we do something around that and we tie it in.
When is the Square Go?
It's February, is it? At the garage?
Aye, I think so.
So, book something in for that. Everyone, off the back of January, January's a shitter, we do a live show then, and everyone comes on, and we get it in the diaries. That's what I'm suggesting right now, live on the podcast.
Right, book it.
Right, book it.
Aye, right.
Book it. I've got nothing in February.
Get you there in half an hour, you can't.
I've got nothing in February.
Why'd I say that? Sorry, I shouldn't have said that. That sounds very, very cheeky, John. Sorry, I don't know why I said that.
Grado.
I've got nothing happening in February. I've got nothing going on.
I don't know if I've got that February. I've got nothing.
I've got nothing going on in February.
What's
What have you got, Grado? When you wrestling next?
Ask me. I've retired.
You've heard it here first. Grado has retired.
Retired
after 5-star the other week.
No, because I had another match the following week with Tim Thatcher.
Oh, how did that go?
Brilliant as well. Probably as well. I loved it. But putting too much pressure on myself, I had too much on. Poor Ravy Davy, what a show he puts on, by the way. But I never gave him the right music. I never had my bum bag, I never had my hat, and I just told Tim Thatcher before I went, this is my last match. Who's that? That's my last match. You want to referee me, Brett? That's my last match. I paid $50 to change my flight.
Did you? Is that your last match?
Mate, I'm not doing that again.
Rubbish.
Swear to God.
You've said this before.
Dickie Divers, if you're listening, I know that you're trying to book me as well, but I just need to let you know that I've retired.
You're not making your last as much as...
Mate, my retirement was last Saturday night. I went out with a bang. I beat Tim Thatcher.
That's it. Well, this is it. You've heard it here first. Grado has retired from professional wrestling. Get on the dirt sheets. It's been a good career. It'll be a surprise to Cornette because I think you thought you retired about fucking 4 years ago. I do look fucking terrible, man.
You do, mate. So you look all puffy and all that. You look all puffy.
You look like you've lost a bit of weight, though, Rab.
No, I don't think he does. I think he looks bloated and shit.
I have lost a bit of weight, but that's just because I've been ill, really ill.
You remind me of somebody. You look like Ryan Reynolds. Do you know who you look like? You look like a wee tweenie. Remember the tweenies?
One of the tweenies? Fuck's sake, man.
It's just because your nose is dead red.
Don't say my nose is red like I've been fucking boozing.
I think you look like one of the tweenies.
Boys, I'm in a bad way. I'm fucking 45 years old.
John, type in the tweenies. He looks a bit like Milo for the tweenies, I think.
The tweenies. Come on, I don't look like the tweenies. That's rotten.
Milo for the tweenies.
It's fine, mate. You see the fucking off the Apostles Ring Glasgow, the Go Radio ones, I look like John Candy, I hate it.
We waved at you last night. Me and Jen were coming back for the tune. We'll drive past your big billboard. We went, all right, Grado. What was doing that when we drive past? We're coming towards Dumbarton or somewhere.
Ah, well.
Nah, you don't look like a tweenie. You don't. I feel bad about it.
Cheers, man. Thank you. I appreciate
How's everything going for the New Year show?
It's going all right. I think we get a lot of good people involved. We don't have you involved, Grado. We need to do something about that, though.
How do you feel about making Johnny Watson homeless?
That's nothing to do with us, mate. He had nothing to do with us. But I'll tell you something though, it's hard work and quite a lot of pressure. So fucking fair play to Johnny for doing this year after year, man.
It was brilliant last year. It really was. I had COVID actually back then.
But we've got good people, man. We get Paul McCall, the show. We've got him this year, and we get loads of good people. Martin Quinn, Stephen Buchanan's back, Louise McCarthy, Gail for your River City, man.
Oh, they're brilliant. You see Paul McCall, remember he was the first man in the Sunny? He was in the Sunny. And I remember him reading the lines. This was my because the Sunny was my first TV, like in front of cameras.
Are you talking about Stephen McCall?
Fuck, I'm talking about Stephen McCall. Anyway, Stephen McCall, he said to me, I just read the lines on the day. I don't revise, but you're better off doing is just read them on the day and get them in your head. And see for that day onwards, I done that. I was like, Stephen McCall just tells me to just read the script on the day, just turn up on the day, right? And then I met him at an audition a couple of months ago. And I went, do you mind you gave me that advice about just reading the script in the morning? He went, I was fucking kidding, Owen. He goes, that's all thing you've got fucking control of is a script, learning the lines, you need to get them in your head.
Fucking renowned actor, Stephen McCall. You're thinking he's only looking at the lines in the morning. Fuck it, I'll do, man. I think I know what that'll do.
I can know what that'll do.
What about yourself, John? Fall Cup Daft, how can people hear that?
You can get that wherever you get your podcast. If you enjoy hearing things about Falkirk Football Club, we are the podcast for you. There you go.
Yes. Would you say your audience is mainly people who support Falkirk?
Yes, not many people out with. Oh, the one person reached out and shout out to them, Wrestling Daft listener, who I can't remember the name of, reached out and said, here's the. Who was it from? Was it Jamie? No, it wasn't Jamie. But anyway, thanks very much to the Wrestling Daft listener that listens to Falkirk Daft. because
it's not beautiful as well, because it's like somebody who's made the effort to listen to another show, not, and you've not even made the effort to fuck what your name is.
No, even for a Falkirk fan, it's his name, Jamie. No, it's not Jamie.
It's not Jamie. But I don't know who it was, I can't remember who it was, but they listened to Falkirk Daft, and they said, they're a Celtic supporter, and they said, is it weird that I listen to Falkirk Daft? And I said, no, it's not. Fantastic. Come and listen to me talk shite about Falkirk. There you
Why
go.
Is there no Celtic Daft?
There was a Celtic Daft until the Purge.
So you get that where you get your podcast as well. Oh, and by the way, shout out to Rab Florence is going on a ghost hunt as well.
What's that, John? Rab, I seen that in the BBC Sounds.
It's a BBC Sounds podcast where I go on a ghost hunt. It's called Rab Florence is going on a ghost hunt. It's on BBC Sounds. You'll get it on fucking, I don't know, wherever you get podcast stuff. Just look for it.
No, it's BBC Sounds, mate.
BBC Sounds. It's on BBC Sounds. Rab Florence is going on a ghost hunt. And I go and have a vigil in the haunted Glasgow Panopticon.
Oh, what was that like? Do you believe in all that?
It's a good wee listen. Well, I'll let you listen to the show, John, and you can work that out for yourself. But do give that a listen if you can. It's good fun. It's a very well done show. Okay, guys.
Yeah, I think I'll put a bow in that one for this episode.
Let's put a button. Let's put a pin in that until later.
Yeah.
And we'll see where we are. This weekend, when Survivor Series?
Thanksgiving, isn't it? It's always end of November.
End of November?
Yeah.
Come on, let's be having you.
Come on, Survivor Series. Come on.
And listen, apologies as well, because I'm not back to 100% yet. I'll be back to 100% next week, but I've kind of had to drag myself through this podcast. I'm totally fucked.
Mate, you don't look like a tweenie. I feel bad.
Mate, I really I'm upset about that. See 10 years ago,
because your nose is all puffy and red.
See 10 years ago when I first saw the tweenies, I thought to myself, I hope nobody ever fucking compares me to one of these. And I thought I'd get away with it because nobody watches it, it's not on the telly anymore, and then here you go today. No, you look like a tweenie. Hey, up the road.
Aye, up the road, that's yourself.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.com. SI.org.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.